请我们一起来默祷。
Please pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we start our evening service.
来唱诗46首。
Sing hymn 46.
主，我们感谢你从天上来到人世间。
Dear Lord, we thank that you come from heaven to this world.
你要把属灵的真光带到这个地上来。
You are to bring the light that is in the spirit into this world.
主啊，但是我们每个人好像都瞎了眼。
But each one of us is blind.
我没有看到你的真光。
We did not see your true light.
求主耶稣你带领我们。
We ask that you guide us.
开我们的心眼。
And open our hearts.
让我们能够认识你，就是从神来的光。
So that we may understand that you are the light that came from God.
让我们能够接受你的光。
That we can accept your light.
让我们能够活在你的光里面。
So that we can live in your light.
求主带领我们的晚上的布道聚会。
We ask God that you guide this evening service.
让每一个人能够接受你做我们的救主。
And that every one of us can receive you as our Savior.
求主带领祝福。
Please guide us and bless us.
愿一切荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
In the book of John, Jesus Christ introduced him seven times.
在约翰福音里面，同时主耶稣也行了七个神迹。
And in the book of John, Jesus Christ also performed seven miracles.
那其中有三个神迹跟三个自我介绍是连在一起的。
And three of these miracles and the three introductions are related.
昨天我们查考主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
Yesterday we studied that Jesus Christ fed the 5,000.
然后他介绍我就是生命之粮。
And he introduced himself as the bread of life.
所以信耶稣有两种的体验。
So in believing in Jesus, there are two different experiences.
一种是生活的需要，神会看顾。
One is that our daily needs will be taken care of.
因为他会变啊，他这是他的恩典，所以他变饼给五千个人吃。
Because he has fed the 5,000.
但是更可贵的啊，他是我们属灵的粮食。
But what is more precious is that he is the bread of our spiritual life.
所以真正接受主耶稣的人，生命很丰盛，他不会饥饿，不会干渴。
So those who truly receive Jesus Christ, their life is full of abundance. They will not go hungry or go thirsty.
啊，他活着会很充实。
They will live an abundant life.
哦，什么环境都能够活得很喜乐。
They will be able to live in any kind of environment and be joyful.
这需要信仰不断的追求，我们才能够体验得到。
And this is something that we can experience if we continue to pursue our spiritual life.
那在约翰福音第八章里面呢，主耶稣有另外一个自我介绍。
In John chapter 8, Jesus Christ once again introduced himself.
我们看约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
十二节
verse 12,
第八章的十二节
chapter 8 verse 12,
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。
verse 12, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
这里主耶稣说，我是世界的光。
Here Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
主耶稣不是说我带来光给你们。
Jesus did not say, I bring light to you.
主耶稣说，我就是光。
He says, I am the light.
我就是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
这是一个非常独特的自我介绍方法。
This is a very unique way to introduce oneself.
那为什么耶稣跟我们是人，他能够这样自我介绍呢？
Why is it that being a human like us, he is able to introduce himself in this way?
我们要很深入的去探讨耶稣到底这个人是什么人。
We must study in depth what type of person Jesus is.
那我们就了解他为什么会这样讲。
Then we can understand why he says this.
我们看约翰福音第一章。
Let's read John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse
3. 万物借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借他造的。第四节。
Verse 4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。第五节。
Verse 5.
光照在黑暗，黑暗却不接受光。第八节。
Verse 8.
那光是真光，要照亮一切生造世上的人。这个地方在讲生命在他里头。
This tells us that life is in him.
那生命就是人的光。
And life is the light of man.
那这里这个他就是指着神。
And this him here refers to God.
是创造万物那个来源。
The one that created everything.
神用泥土造人。
God created man from dust.
这个泥土是没有生命的。
The dust is of no life.
也没有价值。
And does not have value.
那神吹了一口气。
But God gave a breath.
他就变成有灵的活人。
And this thing became a living human.
所以泥土造这个人变成一个有生命的人，就是因为神吹了一口气。
So dust became something living because it was through the breath of God.
所以神是生命的本身。
So God is life.
他是赐给生命的一位。
He is the one that gives life.
那昨天我们也查考过十四节，道成肉身。
Yesterday we talked about bread and flesh. Word came to flesh.
所以这一位神，他成为人来地上。
So this God became human, come to this earth.
所以世界是谁造的？
So who created this world?
创世纪第一章第一节说，起初神创造天地。
In Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 it says, In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
所以世界是神造的。
So the world is created by God.
希伯来书里面说，世界是主耶稣造的。
Hebrews says that the world is created by Jesus.
那为什么主耶稣在2000年前才存在的一个人，他创造世界？
And how could Jesus Christ, a human who existed 2,000 years ago, created this world?
因为他就是神本身。
Because he is God himself.
那神是光。
God is light.
因为他是生命的来源。
Because he is the essence of life.
所以当主耶稣在自我介绍说，我就是世界的光。
So when Jesus Christ introduced himself as the light of the world,
听得懂的人觉得很宝贵，抓着他不放。
Those who understood thought it was very precious and would not let go of it.
听不懂的人以为他是不正常的人。
But those who did not understand thought he was abnormal.
人类从来没有一个人这样讲，我是世界的光。
Because no one has ever said that I am the light of the world.
那我们就要来看了，这一句话到底代表什么。
So we must come and study what does this word mean.
我们先来看马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音的第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 3.
第四章十三节。
Verse 13, rather.
耶稣来到拿撒勒，往加百农去，就住在那里。那里靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上。十四节。
14.
这要应验以赛亚的话说。十五节。
15.
西布伦拿弗他利之地，就是沿海的路，约旦河外邦人的加利利地。十六节。
16.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。这里讲主耶稣的传道里刚开始他来到一个地方叫做西布伦和拿弗他利。
Here mentions that when Jesus started to preach, he came to a place of Zebulun and Naphtali.
结果14节说这应验的以赛亚的话。
Verse 14 says this was to fulfill what was said through Isaiah.
旧约圣经有一卷书叫以赛亚书。
In the Old Testament, there was a book, Isaiah.
虽然犹太人不信耶稣，但是犹太人也是在读以赛亚书。
Even though the Jews did not believe in Jesus, but they read Isaiah.
那以赛亚书是耶稣降生前800年前神感动以赛亚先知写的。
The book of Isaiah was written 800 years before Jesus was to come to this world.
那以赛亚书又称为旧约的福音书。
And the book of Isaiah is referred to as the Gospel of the Old Testament.
它里面有很多预言主耶稣降生。
There are many prophecies about the coming of Christ.
那里面有一节说，有一个孩子为我们而生。
And there is a verse that says, "For us a child was born."
他的名字要做做奇妙的测试。
His name will be the Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Awesome God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
这是圣经里面给他的一个叫，还有和平的君。
And also the Prince of Peace.
有一个孩子，他身上有四个责任。
This child will have four different responsibilities.
他又是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他又是永在的父。
And also the Everlasting Father.
他又是和平的君。
And the Prince of Peace.
那你找来找去，历史上只有一个人符合这个条件，就是主耶稣。
And in history, there is only one person who fulfills this character.
所以主耶稣的降生不是像你我的存在是偶然间发生的。
So the existence of Jesus Christ is not like you and I that just happened.
主耶稣的降生是神刻意的计划。
The coming of Jesus Christ is the plan of God.
所以在降生以前800年前神就已经把预言讲出来。
So 800 years before the coming of Christ, he was already prophesied to come.
因此圣经本身就证明有神。
So in the Bible, it proves to us that there is a God.
如果没有神，没有办法解释圣经的存在。
If there is no God, then we cannot explain the existence of the Bible.
因为圣经里面有很多的预言。
Because in the Bible, there are many prophecies.
我们人能够预测，但是人不能预知。
Human beings can predict, but we cannot prophesy.
预知就是你很准确的知道明天要发生什么。
To prophesy means you know what is going to happen tomorrow.
所以神把预先所要发生的都讲出来。
So God already told us what is going to happen.
那时间到，一件一件应验。
And when the time comes, each event will fulfill itself.
所以圣经里面很多的预言。
So the Bible has many prophecies.
那主耶稣的降生就是预言的实现。
And the coming of Christ is the fulfilling of a prophecy.
那主耶稣出来传道理。
When Jesus came to preach.
圣经说应验以赛亚书，应验八百年前神的预言。
The Bible says I fulfilled what was said through prophet Isaiah, what happened 800 years ago.
第四章的15节说，西布伦拿弗他利人啊，约旦河外的人，加利利人啊，有坐在石荫的百姓看见大光，坐在石荫的光有光发现，照着他们。
Verse 15 and 16 says, those in the land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali and along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles.There were people living in darkness, and they have seen a great light.
所以主耶稣来要把光照在死荫幽谷的人。
So when Jesus comes, he is going to shine the light on the people living in darkness.
哦，死就是一种黑暗。
Because and those living in the land of the shadow of death, because death is a place of darkness.
哦，我们人的一生大概就是好像太阳。
Our life is like like the sun.
哦，早上出来。你年轻的时候，太阳刚刚起上来。
That in the beginning, when the sunrise, that represents when your life is still young.
这个大概是二十岁吧。
Perhaps in your twenties.
哦，那到了三十岁，大概是日正当中了。
When you're in your thirties, then it's like in the morning.
日正当中了。中午。
Oh, in the noontime.
那到了五六十岁大概是三四点钟。
In your fifties and sixties, it's like the sun at 3 or 4 p.m.
所以我们人年纪越大，到最后就往下沉。
So the older we get, the more we will dwindle.
就是黑暗的来到。
Which is the coming of darkness.
这是一个必然的趋势，是没有一个人能够抵抗的。
And this is something that will happen naturally. No one can resist it.
因此这个光是何等的重要。
So how important is this light?
光一照，黑暗就没有了。
Once the light shines, the darkness disappears.
所以主耶稣是真光。
So Jesus is the true light.
这个光一照，死亡就没有了。
When this light shines, then death is no more.
它带给我们真正的生命。
It will give us true life.
使我们人生有一个真正的盼望。
So that our life has a true hope.
没有主耶稣，这个人的损失是非常的大。
So without Jesus Christ, we have a great loss.
就是他没有永远的生命。
And the loss is that we will not possess the everlasting life.
他下沉了，就永远在黑暗里面。
That once their life dwindled, then they will live in eternal darkness.
所以当主耶稣说我是世界的光。
So when Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world.
跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will no longer walk in darkness.
那个黑暗就是代表死亡的阴影。
This darkness refers to the shadow of death.
所以对一个信主的人来讲，他不怕死亡。
So to one who believes in God, he does not fear death.
因为他已经在光里面。
Because he is already in the light.
他已经在永生的盼望里面。
He is already in the hope of everlasting life.
他已经超越了死亡。
He already transcends death.
死亡只是从地上搬到天国。
And death is merely to move from this world to heaven.
这是何等的可贵。
How precious is this?
人需要光。
The human being needs light.
没有光，我们人类没有盼望。
Without light, we do not have hope.
你看，有时候我们在穿过一个隧道。
Sometimes when we pass through a tunnel.
你开进去里面都是黑暗的。
You drive into it and it's dark inside.
但如果你开很久。
If you drive for a long time.
你还看不到那一点光。
You cannot see the light at the end.
那是很可怕的事情啊。
It is very fearful.
但是又没有办法倒退啊。
But you cannot turn back.
这个就是人生。
This is like life.
你一直看。
When we continue to look forward.
你人生看到五十岁、六十岁、七十岁，大概都还很好。
If we look at our life to our fifties, to our sixties or seventies, perhaps it's all well.
但是你再看下去。
But once we continue to look further.
看不到光。
We cannot see light.
人生看不到希望。
We cannot see hope in our life.
没有前途。
There is no future.
所以你看什么样的人叫做年纪大。
So what kind of people are considered old?
当然你也可以用年纪来算。
You can use age.
但是有一个共同的特色。
But there is a common denominator.
就是年轻的人讲话都是讲未来。
That the people who are young talks about the future.
年纪大的人讲话都是讲过去的。
Those who are older talks about the past.
为什么他不讲未来?
Why do they not talk about the future?
没有未来可以讲。
Because they do not have a future to talk about.
就人没有盼望。
Because humans don't have a hope.
哦，所以当我们有了光，你才有一个盼望。
After we have light, then we have hope.
哦，我曾经到哦到过医院，看到很多病危的弟兄姐妹。
I've been to the hospital to see many brothers and sisters who are ill.
我发现很多信心很好的人真的不怕死亡。
I've seen that many people who have very good faith do not fear death.
他人生真的有盼望。
Because they have hope in their life.
耶稣是光。
Jesus is the light.
在他里面就不在黑暗里面。
In him there is no darkness.
这是第一个意思。
This is the first meaning.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Read John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十九节
Verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因为自己行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。
This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil.
二十节
Verse 20.
作恶的便恨光，不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节
Verse 21.
但行真理的必要来救光，要显明他所行的靠神而行。这个地方在讲啊，我们的生活有两种方式。
Here talks about two ways that we live life.
一个是活在黑暗里面。
One is living in darkness.
一个是活在光里面。
One is living in the light.
有时候我们要了解一下我们的孩子，到底我孩子变好还是变坏。
Sometimes we want to understand whether our kids become good or bad.
有时候你很难了解。
Sometimes you cannot understand.
但是你可以啊，你看你的孩子交什么朋友。
But you can see through what type of friends they have.
但是我们大概就可以了解我们的孩子是变好变坏。
And you can see whether they will become good or bad.
这个地方说行恶行为恶的不爱光倒爱黑暗。
Here says that men who love darkness because their deeds are evil.
当一个人开始来信主耶稣。
Once someone becomes to believe in Jesus.
有真理在照耀。
And there is truth shining upon them.
他知道什么是对，什么是错。
They know what is right and what is wrong.
他一直改变。
They will continue to change.
结果发现了，他那些朋友就一个一个离开了。
And realize that one by one their friends leave them.
以前喝酒的，现在离开了。
Those who were drinking before they leave.
因为你不喝酒会定他们的罪。
Because if you do not drink, then you condemn them.
所以他不会跟你在一起。
Therefore, they do not want to be with you.
以前赌博的。
Those who gamble.
用 drug.
Those who use drugs.
全部都跑光了。
They all left.
为什么?
Why?
因为你变成活在光里面。
Because you're living in the light.
所以那个过去的都过去了。
So those that are past will be in the past.
但是如果一个人开始行为倒退。
But once a person deteriorates in character.
我们发现他好多朋友都跑光了。
We will see that their good friends will leave them.
因为他已经进到黑暗里面。
Because they have entered into darkness.
所以好行为的都跑掉了。
So those who have good behavior will leave them.
所以信主啊非常的重要。
So it's very important to believe God.
这样我们才能够活在光明里面。
So we can live in the light.
也就是我们在有一个教会。
Once there is a church.
有一个妈妈带两个孩子到我们教会来。
There is a mother who brought two of her children to our church.
这个妈妈大概现在还没有洗礼。
And this mother has not yet baptized.
那人就问她说，那你没有信，为什么带小孩子到教会来？
And people will ask her, you have not baptized, why do you bring your kids to this church?
她说她来教会看一看啊，我们教会里面的小孩子都很乖。
And she said, after she came to church and looked around, she realized that kids in church are all very well-behaved.
所以她走来走去发现了，把小孩子带到教会来最保险。
So she found that it's very safe to bring her children to this church.
后来大概两个都得圣灵。
And then later on, both of the children received the Holy Spirit.
其中一个大概已经受洗了。
And one of them received baptism.
所以我们要让我们的下一代你会很保证我们的下一代让你没有忧虑。一个最好的方式就是让他能够在主耶稣里面成长。
So if you want to guarantee not to worry about your kids, the best way is that they can grow in Jesus Christ.
他活在光里面。
They will live in the light.
那些黑暗的朋友就全部都跑光了。
And the friends who live in darkness will leave them.
这是最好的方式。
This is the best way.
有一次我在加拿。
Once I was in...
Ghana.
Ghana.
忽然接到一个弟兄的电话。
I received a phone call from a brother.
他是从美国打给我的。
He called from the United States.
然后他这就电话跟我讲他的见证。
And he was telling me his testimony.
他就是交了坏的朋友。
He had bad friends.
然后就开始用 drug.
And started using drugs.
有一次他跑到北加州去。
Once he went to Northern California.
正在用 drug 的时候，主耶稣向他显现了。
When he was about to use drugs, Jesus appeared to him.
他非常害怕。
He was very afraid.
他跪在这个沙发上祷告。
And he knelt on the sofa and prayed.
结果他得圣灵了。
And he received the Holy Spirit.
那些朋友以为是他精神不正常。
And his friends thought he was abnormal.
就马上打911，警察两分钟就到了。
And so they called 911 and the police came.
结果这个因为他们在用 drug， 不敢让警察进来，全部都把他冲掉门才打开。
And because they were using drugs, so they dared not open the door, so they flushed all the drugs down the toilet before they opened the door.
那这个朋友这个教会的青年呢
？And our brother.
他自从那次得圣灵以后
，From receiving Holy Spirit onwards，
他就回来教会。
He came back to the church.
他一热心起来，他过去那些朋友全部都跑光了。
And as soon as he started to become zealous in the church, all his bad friends left him.
因为他已经不用 drug 了。
Because he stopped using drugs.
所以那些朋友就跟他在一起没有兴趣，全部跑光了。
So those friends had no interest to be with him anymore.
所以主耶稣这个光是真光，是生命的光。
So the light that is Jesus is a true light.
活在里面了，人就不会犯罪。
Those that live in it will not sin.
这是非常实在的。
This is very practical.
有一次我在奈及利亚遇到一个青年。
Once I was in Nigeria and I met a youth.
生意人。
A businessman.
他说他刚刚来信耶稣。
He said he just came to believe in Jesus.
他每天祷告一个钟头。
And he prays 1 hour a day.
我问他说，那你这样有什么感觉？
And I asked him, what feeling do you have?
他说他祷告一个钟头以后，他感觉到自己好像透明人。
He says after praying for an hour a day, he feels that he is a transparent person.
我问他什么叫透明人。
I asked him, what do you mean by transparent?
他说很奇妙。
He says it's very miraculous.
当你完全被圣灵充满。
When you're completely filled by the Holy Spirit.
你有一点点邪恶的念头、罪的念头进到你里面，你自己会知道。
When you have a slight thought of sin, you will know.
罪没有办法在心里面停留。
Sin will not be able to dwell in your heart for long.
所以你会罪在里面，你良心会不安。
And if sin is within you, your conscience will not feel well.
罪是黑暗的。
Because sin is darkness.
当一个人被圣灵充满
，When one is filled by the Holy Spirit,
光住在他里面
，Light will live in him.
所以那个黑暗没有办法存在。
So darkness cannot exist.
所以他必须要悔改。
So he must repent.
那个黑暗跑掉了。
And darkness will leave.
那他才能够睡觉。
And he is able to sleep.
所以信主耶稣，我们就不在黑暗里面走。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ, we will no longer walk in darkness.
罪没有办法在我们内心存在。
Sin will no longer exist in our hearts.
只要我们继续被神所充满。
We will continue to be filled by God.
我们就不会犯罪。
Then we will not sin.
因为黑暗没有办法存留。
Because sin will not be able to remain there.
这个是人类对付罪的唯一最有效的方法。
This is the best defense that man can have against sin.
就是让光住在里面。
That is to let light live in our heart.
住在光里面。
That we can live in the light.
黑暗就不会在我们里面了。
So darkness will not be within us.
我们先来看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
John chapter 12.
十二章的三十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 35.
十二章三十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 35.
耶稣对他们说：“光在你们中间还有不多的时候，应当趁着有光行走，免得黑暗临到。那在黑暗里行走的，不知道往何处去。”三十六节。
Verse 36.
你们趁着有光，要信从这个光，使你们成为光明之子。
Verse 35, then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light before darkness overtakes you. The man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going. 36, put your trust in the light while you have it so that you may become sons of light. When he had finished speaking, Jesus left and hid himself from them.
这里主耶稣说，在黑暗里面行走就不知道往何处去。
Here Jesus says that man who walks in darkness does not know where he is going.
有时候我们在晚上开车，如果那个大灯坏掉，你没有办法开，马上停止。
Sometimes when we drive in the night, at night, and when our headlights go out, we cannot see where we're going.
我们看以前这个我曾经到夏威夷去啊。
I've been to Hawaii before.
夏威夷有一个叫做 Bishop Museum.
There is a museum, Bishop Museum. Yeah.
那里面有一个在介绍夏威夷人从哪里来。
And there is an introduction about where did the Hawaiians come from.
结果他就说夏威夷人跟菲律宾人是同一个血缘。
And they introduced that Hawaiians have the same bloodline as the Philippines.
那怎么菲律宾人怎么到夏威夷去？
How did the people from the Philippines go to Hawaii?
他们就用最简单的这个竹子的或者木头编的这个船搭船过去的。
And they made boats out of wood and floated over.
那就是晚上看月亮星星。
And at night they will look to the moon and the stars.
所以就飘到撒摩尔群岛。
And they floated to Samoa.
然后再从撒摩尔群岛飘到夏威夷。
And from the island of Samoa, they came to the island of Hawaii.
如果有一个晚上啊，这个风啊，这个大云把那个星啊，这个月亮全部都遮住，他们就迷失了。
If one night the clouds will cover up the moon and the stars, then they will be lost.
所以那个天上那个一点的星星还有月亮，这个就是人在船上在海中行定方向的地方。
So the moon and the stars are the direction that these people looked for.
有时候我们常常想人生一切都在改变了。
We will think sometimes that life is constantly changing.
社会思潮在改变。
Society is constantly changing.
文化在改变。
Our culture is changing.
人的观念在改变。
Our concepts are changing.
没有一个不改变，包括我们自己也一直在改变。
And there's nothing that does not change, including ourselves. We continue to change.
潮流在改变。
The trends are continue to change.
所以这个一直在变化的当中，有时候我们常常发现要怎么去把握人生的方向。
So in this constant change, how do we take hold of our direction in life?
你怎么在找才能够找到人生的一个正确的生活方式？
How do we find the correct way to live life?
这个是很难的一件事情。
This is very difficult.
那等到我们回到圣经来看。
When we return to the Bible,
主耶稣说他就是光。
Jesus says he is the light.
要趁着有光行走，免得在黑暗中临到你们。
That when the light is still here, walk in the light, so that the darkness will not overtake us.
所以主耶稣就是我们的光。
Jesus is our light.
我们生活的方向就是跟主耶稣一样。
Our direction in life should be the same as Jesus.
我们的价值观跟主耶稣一样。
Our value should be the same as Jesus.
我们对每一件事情的看法跟主耶稣一样。
Everything that we see in life, our thoughts should be the same.
那就是对。
That is the correct way.
而且那是永远的对。
And that is going to be correct for eternity.
所以这个光何等的重要。
So how important is this light?
我们人一生一直都是在漂泊。
Our life is constantly floating.
漂泊是难免的。
And it's normal,
就是飘来飘去。
That our life will constantly be changing, and floating.
就是你一生不晓得搬家搬几次。
You don't know how many times you will move and relocate in your life.
到最后我们发现一个很重要一个就是很多人飘来飘去到最后迷失了。
And many people after moving around, they lose their direction in life.
就是搬家，为了生活，为了工作，搬家搬来去，搬到最后，我们为什么活着？不知道。
You relocate so many times for your life, for your work, and at the end, you do not know why you moved at the first place.
好像人生就是为着生存这样在努力。
Feels that we are living because we are striving for our life.
没有一个更高的目标。
We do not have a higher goal.
这是真的很可惜啊。
This is very tragic.
那在漂泊的人生当中要怎么办？
And in our moving life, what do we do?
就是我们要求神开我们的眼睛，能够看到我们肉眼所看不到的地方。
That we ask God to open our eyes, that we can see something that our fleshly eyes cannot see.
因为虽然有光，如果我们瞎眼呢，那有光跟没有光是一样的。
Even though there is light, if we're blind, then if there is light or there is no light, it is the same.
所以对瞎眼的人来讲，白天跟晚上是一样的。
Because to the blind, the morning and the evening is the same.
因此第八章约翰福音，主耶稣说：“我是世界的光。”
So in chapter 8 in John, Jesus says, "I am the light."
到第九章啊，主耶稣医治一个生好瞎生来瞎眼的人。
And in verse 9, Jesus Christ healed one that was blind from death.
为什么？因为他看不见光。
Because he cannot see light.
那医好的瞎眼呢，他才能够看见光。
And after he was healed, then he can see light.
那今天我们在这个世界上也是一样。
In this world, we are the same.
为什么这么多人没有办法认识主耶稣？
Why are so many people not able to know Jesus?
我们看哥林多后书。
Read 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
此等不信的人被这个世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督的福音光照他们。基督本是神的像。六节。
Verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主，并且因这主耶稣做你们的仆人。第六节。
Verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知道神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。这里讲神荣耀的光显在主耶稣基督的面上。
Here says that the glory of God is in the face of Christ.
那为什么人看不见这个光？
Why is it that humankind cannot see this light?
因为被世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Because they have been blinded by this world.
所以福音的光啊，看不见。
So the gospel light is unable to be seen by them.
因此主耶稣医治了瞎眼。
So Jesus Christ healed the blind.
今天主耶稣能够让我们看到我们肉眼所看不到的世界。
Today Jesus Christ can let us see something that our fleshly eyes cannot see.
那我们就会觉得这是人生最宝贵值得追求的。
And we will be able to know this is the most precious and worthy of our pursuit.
我们生活才不会迷失。
We will not lose direction in life.
我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's read Acts chapter 26.
《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我差你们到他们那里去，要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里是保罗在提到主耶稣拣选他对他的一个指示。
Here Paul is talking about Jesus Christ choosing him and revealing something to him.
保罗是一个非常对犹太教非常热心的人。
Paul is very zealous to the Jews.
因为热心，所以他逼迫信耶稣的人。
And because of his zealousness, he persecuted the Christian.
他不认识主耶稣。
He did not know Jesus Christ.
有一次他要往大马士革的路途当中，神的光照他。
One day when he was on the road to Damascus, God's light shone upon him.
结果他瞎眼了。
And he became blind.
那以后神又开他的眼睛。
And God opened his eyes later on.
这一次神开他的眼睛，他就认识了耶稣。
And this time when God opened his eyes, he came to understand Jesus.
他本来是逼迫耶稣的。
Before he persecuted Jesus Christ.
现在他是最爱主耶稣的。
But now he loved Jesus the most.
为着主耶稣牺牲他的生命。
For Jesus Christ, he lost his life.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣开他的眼睛。
Because Jesus Christ opened his eyes.
让他认识耶稣。
So that he can come to understand Jesus.
所以在这里保罗说，主耶稣叫他做什么？
Here Paul says, whatever Jesus tells him to do.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我差你们到他们，叫他们眼睛得开。
that he was sent to them so that their eyes can be opened.
就是差他到外邦人那里去。
That is to send him to the Gentiles.
那外邦人眼睛怎么能开呢？
How is the Gentiles' eyes able to open?
就是借着保罗所传的福音。
That is through the gospel that Paul preaches.
让他们能够看到肉眼所看不到的世界。
That they can see the world not through their fleshly eyes only.
那眼睛一开了，我们才发现人生有几件事情非常的重要。
After the eyes were open, then we realized what is important in our life.
第一个是从黑暗归向光明。
First is from darkness to light.
没有信耶稣，我们是活在黑暗里面。
That without believing in God, we live in darkness.
啊，信了主耶稣才在光明里面。
After believing Jesus, then we're in the light.
第二个。
Secondly.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
虽然全世界有100多个国家。
Even though there are more than 100 countries in this world.
但是在灵界里面只有两个国度。
But in the spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
一个是神的国。
One is the kingdom of God.
一个是魔鬼的国度。
One is the kingdom of heaven.
没有第三个国度。
Satan. There is not a third kingdom.
虽然我们住在美国。
Even though we live in the United States.
我们觉得这是一个很好的地方。
We feel that this is a wonderful place.
但是如果我们眼睛开了。
But if our eyes are open.
我们才知道没有归到主耶稣的名下，我们是在魔鬼的掌管之下。
Then we will understand that if we do not open our eyes and come to be under the name of Jesus, then we're under the dominion of Satan.
所以主耶稣来，他传道的第一句话，天国近了。
So when Jesus came, the first word he spoke is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
天国就是神的国。
Kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
他要从天上降到人间。
He is to come from heaven to this world.
这是人间一个很重要的一个讯息。
This is a very important message.
那人接受了主耶稣，
After humankind received Jesus,
才能够迁到神的国里面。
Then they will be able to come to the kingdom of God.
这样魔鬼就没有办法加害于我们。
Then Satan will have no hold over us.
因为我们是属于神的。
Because we belong to God.
这是一个极大的改变。
This is a great change.
信耶稣是一个极大的改变。
To believe in Jesus is a great transformation.
这不只是说从好像从非洲进到来到美国。
It is not only from the point of view of moving from Africa to the United States.
这是从魔鬼的国度进到神的国里面。
But from the dominion of Satan into the kingdom of God.
神的国是公义、平安、喜乐。
The kingdom of God is full of justice, peace, and love.
这是喜乐，这是何等的可贵。
How precious is this?
所以眼睛开了，我们才知道救恩的重要。
So after our eyes are open, then we know the importance of salvation.
从黑暗归向光明。
We will come from darkness and come into the light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
Turn from the power of Satan into God.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我下面又因信我得蒙赦罪。
And that they may receive forgiveness of sins.
当我们没有接受福音的光照。
When we did not receive the light of this truth.
我们常常觉得我没有犯罪啊。
We will feel that we did not sin.
我也没有偷人，我也没有抢人，我也没有逃税，我犯什么罪？
We did not steal, we did not rob, we did not run from taxes. What kind of sin did I commit?
有时候我们常常遇到慕道朋友说，我一生都是凭良心做事情的。
We will meet friends that say that they do things according to their conscience.
难道神还把我放在地狱里面吗？
Will God put me in hell?
那等到神的话进到我们内心。
But once God's word comes into our heart,
神的话一发出来一照，我们里面都是罪。
And once the word shines upon us, then we are full of sin.
有一个青年呢。
There's a youth.
在 NYTS.
At the NYTS.
他祷告，神感动他。
He prayed and God moved him.
见证他所犯的罪。
And he testified the sins that he committed.
他说他就从十诫第一条见证到第十条。
He testified from the Ten Commandments, from the first commandment to the last.
那这下面听的人有说啊，这个弟兄这样见证以后，找得到对象结婚吗？
And the people may say after this testimony, who will want to marry him?
这感谢主，这个弟兄已经结婚了。
But praise the Lord that this brother is already married.
所以没有光照，我们不知道罪。
So without light shining upon us, we do not know what is sin.
最可怕不是生病，最可怕是你不知道病。
What is most fearful is not that we are ill, but that we do not know that we are ill.
主耶稣说有病的才用得找医生。
Jesus says that only those who are ill need a doctor.
这个病是什么？
What is this sickness?
是罪。
It is sin.
这个病有多严重？
How severe is this sick? Is this sin?
不只是跟这个艾滋病一样。
It is not just as severe as AIDS.
是比那更严重。
It is even more severe than that.
因为艾滋病是杀身体，不能杀灵魂。
Because AIDS can only harm the fleshly body, not the soul.
罪这个病连身体跟灵魂都可以灭掉了。
But sin can destroy the body and the soul.
这是很可怕的。
It is very fearful.
人生最可怕的病是罪。
The most severe sickness in life is sin.
那罪，圣经又说这是债。
And Jesus, Bible says that sin is a debt.
有一天我们面对神要算账。
One day when we meet Jesus, we will have to give an accounting.
犯罪就是亏缺神的荣耀。
Those who sin fall short of the glory of God.
就是欠债。
Which is you have debt.
我们造每一个东西都有目的的。
When we create, build anything, there is a purpose.
你看这个灵就是要想的。这个灵啊，就目的就是想的。
The bell is to ring.
那神造人有一个目的。
And there's a purpose for God to create mankind.
荣耀他的名。
Which is to glorify his name.
那罪人就没有荣耀了。
And sinners cannot glorify God.
是欠债。
So you have a debt
towards God. 有一天我要面对神的。
One day you have to face God.
这个债如果没有还。
If you do not return this debt.
你面对神没有话可讲。
You will be speechless before God.
所以这里说神赦免我们的罪。
So here says God forgave our sins,
就是医我们的病
which is to heal our sickness,
还有把我们的债务全部都解消
and to remove all our debts.
这个叫做恩典
This is grace.
但如果眼睛没有开，你看不出来
If you do, your eyes are not open, you cannot see this.
我们一直追求银行存很多钱
We continue to seek more savings in our bank.
竟然不知道在神面前我们欠了很多债
But we do not know how much we owe before God.
我们一直锻炼身体
We continue to train our body,
注重健康
and are very conscious about our health.
但是我们不知道，在神面前我们犯了罪，犯了很严重的病。
But we do not know that before God, we are actually full of sickness.
然后眼睛一开，我们才知道救恩很可贵。
Once our eyes are open, then we know how precious salvation is.
让我们的罪得赦。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
我们再看十八章啊，
二
十六章十八节最后一句。
26:18.
和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that they will have a place among those who are sanctified by faith.
最富有的人是谁？
Who is the most wealthy?
如果我们眼睛没有开，
If our eyes are not open,
我们都是在世界上去找最富有的人。
We will seek who is most wealthy on this world.
但是这个世界上的东西啊，你连一毛钱都拿不走。
But the things on this world, we cannot take even a penny away.
为什么小孩子生下来是哭着来？
Why is it that when infants are born, they came into the world crying?
从哲学上来解释，就是来到世界受苦。
From the philosophers, they say because they are coming into this world to suffer.
受到最后空手又走了。
And at the end, they will go empty-handed.
人是空空来的，空空走。
Human beings come empty-handed and they go empty-handed.
但是当神开我们的眼睛，
But once God opened our eyes,
我们发现有另外一种富足。
Then we see there is a different type of wealth.
那个是来世的富足。
That is the wealth in the life to come.
是死了以后的丰富。
It is the fullness in life of the afterlife.
在天国的。
Which is in heaven.
是永远的。
Which is everlasting.
所以彼得前书里面说，那个是不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残，永远的产业。
So First Peter says that this treasure in heaven is one that is incorruptible and unable,
不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残。
And non-defiled and will not deteriorate.
这是非常可贵的。
This is very precious.
所以主耶稣是世界的光。
So Jesus Christ is the light of this world.
光一照，让我们能够看到另外一个世界。
Once the light shines, and we can see this other world.
它会开我们的心眼来看到那个世界。
It will open the eyes to our heart to see this other world.
那我们要怎么样能够得到主耶稣开我们的眼睛呢？
How can we receive this opening of our eyes?
我们看路加福音十八章。
Read Luke chapter 18.
好，路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
耶稣将近耶利哥，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。这里说有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭。
Here the blind man was sitting begging.
他听见很多许多人经过，就问说什么事情。
36. When he heard the crowd going by, he says, "What's happening?"
人告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
37. They told him Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
结果他就大声喊：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”
He called out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me."
他向主耶稣呼求。
He called out to Jesus Christ.
大家责备他，不许他作声。
The others rebuked him, saying, telling him to be quiet.
他越发喊叫，说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我吧！”
But he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
所以我们人要眼睛得开，要向主耶稣呼求。
So when we want to have our eyes open, we must call out to Jesus.
2003年呢，伯恩教会有一个信徒啊，他右眼忽然间，当作右眼中风啊，就看不见。
In 2003, in Baldwin Park Church, there's a sister who was not able to see in one of her eyes because of stroke.
她到最好医院去检查，到最后右眼看不见。
She went to a good hospital for examinations, but then she cannot see out of her right eye.
后来她回到北京去。
And she returned to Beijing.
找最好的医院。
And sought for the best hospital.
最有权威的医生。
The best physician.
说这个没有希望了。
And told her that there's no hope.
细胞都死了。
All the cells in the eyes are dead.
那时候这个信徒他读到约翰福音第九章。
So when this believer read until this chapter,
主耶稣
and
让一个瞎眼得看见。
That Jesus healed the blind man.
所以他就每天早上起来祷告。
She started to pray each morning.
仰望神的怜悯。
And look to the mercy of God.
就这样祷告了几个礼拜。
After a few weeks.
很奇妙，他眼睛右眼又恢复视力，看见了。
Very amazing that she was able to regain sight.
就他跑到医院里面去检查。
She went to the hospital for examination.
医生也没有办法解释。
The doctors are not able to explain.
因为美国的医生，中国大陆的医生说他眼睛不可能好。
Because all the physicians says that her eyes, there is no cure.
真的很认真祷告，好起来了。
She prayed very fervently and she was healed.
主耶稣可以医我们的眼睛瞎眼。
Jesus can heal our blindness.
这是事实。
This is a truth.
不但2000年这样发生，现在也发生。
And it happened 2000 years ago, it will happen today.
但是更重要的。
But most importantly,
主耶稣可以医治我们瞎心里面的瞎眼。
Jesus Christ can heal the blindness in our heart.
当时主耶稣医治的保罗。
At that time, Jesus Christ healed Paul.
让他看清主耶稣，认识耶稣。
That he can see Jesus clearly and understand Jesus.
今天主耶稣开我们的心。
Today, Jesus Christ will open our heart.
让我们对他有更深的认识。
So that we can have a deeper understanding of him.
但是重要是我们要来到主的面前，主啊，可怜我吧。
But most importantly is we have to come before him and say, Lord, have mercy on me.
主耶稣站住说，你要我为你做什么？
Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他说，我要能看见。
He replied, "Lord, I want to see."
主耶稣说，你可以看见。
Jesus said to him, "You can see, receive your sight."
他马上就看见了。
And he was healed.
只要主耶稣愿意。
As long as Jesus is willing.
神迹马上发生。
Miracles will happen immediately.
所以有的人听道理一直听都听不懂。
So many people they will listen to gospels and they will not understand.
心里面的眼睛瞎了。
Because the eyes in their heart is blind.
家人迫切祷告。
After they pray fervently.
结果神就开他的心眼。
And they're able to be open.
就听懂了。
And understand.
听懂了就信了。
And after they understand, they believe.
听懂了信仰就会追求。
After they understand, they will pursue their faith.
因为那最宝贵的。
Because the most precious.
不是这个地上的世界。
Is not what is in this world.
那最宝贵的是看不见的。
What is most precious is not able to be seen.
那是灵界里面。
Because it is in the spiritual world.
当主耶稣医治了我们的瞎眼。
When Jesus heals our blindness,
我们看到灵界的宝贵
and we see the preciousness in the spiritual realm,
我们的人生观会有很大的改变
then our point of view of life will be very different.
好像保罗身体活在地上，他的心已经在天上了。
Just like Paul, his flesh lives on this world, but his heart is already in heaven.
因为他看见了。
Because he saw.
上帝。
Seeing him.
要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
啊，我们这几天就是联恩会还有布道会。
These few days we have spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
特别为联恩布道会祷告，求主的灵能够运行在我们当中。
Let's pray for these events so that the Spirit of God can be working among us.
让我们每一个人都能够得到造就，信仰。